This is The Recap, a review of the day's news in the Tri-States area for Friday, April 19th, 2024. With Tri-States Public Radio News, I'm Mike Murray. A McDonough County jury found a Macomb man guilty on three counts of predatory criminal sexual assault of a child. 26-year-old Joshua Dye will be sentenced in June. Dye was arrested in May of last year following an investigation by the Macomb Police Department. A groundbreaking of sorts is underway at Keokuk High School. Tri-State's Public Radio's Will Buss tells us about it.
Cut and peeled away from the playing field at Calvert. Several strips of sod have been cut and peeled away from the playing field at Calvert Stadium. The grass removal began last week to prepare the football and soccer field for new artificial turf. Athletic Director Zach Summers says the district will also install a new six-lane running track that encircles the field.
We hope that our community sees this and they take pride in this and know that, you know, this is for our kids and this is for our community and this is for the people here in Keokuk.
Summers says the new track will be easier on runners' legs. And the new turf will allow the field to be used for band practice, PE classes, and much more in addition to football and soccer. The new artificial turf and track should be ready by the time the next school year begins in the fall. This is the first phase of a $4 million renovation at the stadium. Additional phases will include refurbishing the grandstand, concession stand, press box, and restrooms. I'm Will Buss.
There's a statewide advisory board in Illinois that meets four times a year to figure out ways to address the state's opioid crisis. Their goal is to reduce opioid-related deaths in the state, which have been on the rise in recent years. John Werning is with the Chicago Recovery Alliance, which helps people who use drugs by providing clean supplies and overdose reversal medication. Werning says the state needs to invest more in overdose prevention, otherwise nothing will change.
I think it's bad policy and apathy that is killing people. I don't much more than the drugs themselves.
The board is made up of state officials, healthcare providers, and mental health advocacy groups. According to an Illinois Department of Public Health report last fall, opioids are responsible for the highest drug overdose fatality rates across the state. Construction on the Interstate 74 bridges over the BNSF railroad tracks in Galesburg will begin on Monday and last through the fall. This is just north of the Main Street exit. The project involves joint replacement, resurfacing, and other work that will reduce traffic to one lane in both directions. The Illinois Department of Transportation says motorists can expect delays and should consider taking alternate routes. The Illinois State Board of Education is asking state lawmakers for billions of dollars for the next school year. Illinois Public Radio's Mawa Iqbal tells us a chunk of that would go for migrant students.
The board is proposing an $11 billion budget for this upcoming fiscal year, and they're earmarking $35 million for newcomer students by hiring more bilingual staff. State lawmakers and the board also hope to significantly boost that amount to $188 million to give out grants to help newcomer students. Bianca Smith is a bilingual teacher in suburban Wheeling.
Homelessness, losing of loved ones, witnessing violence, encampment are a few of the traumas these students have faced.
State officials estimate the number of newcomers has jumped by 84% since 2022. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Iowa lawmakers sent the governor a bill that calls for a complete review of K through 12 standards for math, science, reading, and social studies. But even before that review is done, the bill also directs the Iowa Department of Education to begin drafting new standards for social studies that emphasize U.S. history and Western civilization. Republicans say they want to focus more time in Iowa classrooms on American civics and founding principles. Democrats say the list of specific people and events in the plan would take away teachers' abilities to cater lessons to current events and students' interests. Top brass with the United States Postal Service have decided to proceed with plans to move Peoria's mail sorting operations to the Chicago suburbs. The Peoria facility's service area includes a wide swath of western Illinois. Members of Illinois' congressional delegation from both parties have expressed considerable skepticism about the Postal Service's claims that the changes won't impact mail delivery times or jobs. The Des Moines County Emergency Management Agency is asking county residents to report any property damage from Tuesday's tornado. The agency says this will help them identify what resources are needed. The National Weather Service says an EF2 tornado moved through a 25-mile stretch of Des Moines and Lee counties. Organizers of the Jeff Holtz Jazz Recording Scholarship are close to hitting their fundraising goal. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger has this update.
The scholarship helps Western Illinois University jazz students record a professional-looking video to send out when applying for jobs or graduate school. It's named for Jeff Holtz, the late longtime host of Jazz After Hours on Tri-State's Public Radio. Post 6 Big Band director John Cooper says the scholarship and Holtz mean a lot to him.
I'm really, really glad to be able to remember Jeff in this way. He gave so much to the Tri-States area in terms of his program. We miss him, and this would be a wonderful way to help remember him.
The goal is to raise $25,000 for the endowment. That will allow scholarships to be paid for with the interest earned. Cooper says they've raised $21,000 so far. They hope to hit the goal next week when the big band performs at the American Legion in Macomb. Cooper says they have $2,000 to match donations made between now and then and help push them across the finish line. The Post 6 Big Band concert will begin at 7 o'clock next Wednesday evening. Cooper says, as usual, they will open with State Street Suite. That was Holtz's theme song for Jazz After Hours. Rich Egger reporting.
This June, the Tri-States region will experience a historic cicada emergence, which only happens every 221 years. Tri-States Public Radio's Eleanor Lindenmeyer tells us more.
There will be millions more cicadas this summer than in an average year.
And our area is going to be tremendously more than normal. It'll be, several magnitudes greater than what we've experienced.
Richard Musser is chair of biological sciences at Western Illinois University. He says the abundance is due to a special type of cicada called periodicals. While annuals are seen every summer, periodical cicadas emerge either every 13 years or every 17 years, depending on the species. And this year, both a 13-year brood and a 17-year brood will emerge at the same time in this region. There will be more than a million of them in an acre of land that have spent more than a decade as larvae underground. Musser says periodical cicadas emerge all at once because it can help them overwhelm predators, and that gives the cicadas a better chance to mate. Male cicadas sing to attract females for mating, and they will make a lot of noise. Musser says if the noise happens to be right next to your ear, it can even cause deafness. Though they will be loud and abundant, Musser says there's nothing to worry about. Cicadas are not poisonous and will do no harm to pets or farm animals that may eat them.
There's not much you can do about it other than maybe put some earplugs in, I would suggest, if you're really going to be out next to them.
But cicadas can harm young trees. Musser recommends putting nets on vulnerable trees to protect them. He does not recommend insecticides. They will do little to stem the tide of cicadas and will harm other insects. But the cicadas won't stick around for too long. After cicadas reproduce, both the males and females die. So, most of the cicadas will be seen in June and not through the rest of the summer. He encourages people to enjoy the cicada emergence as it is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It's really cool, and I think that seeing this and taking your kids out to see it and pointing it out and letting them play with the insects and taking a nature walk is a great thing to do.
The offspring of these cicadas will emerge in 2037 and 2041. And the next time this volume of cicadas will emerge in Illinois will be in the year 2236. I'm Eleanor Lindenmeyer.
In the weather for our listening area for today, we should have increasing clouds, and the high temperature should be in the upper 50s, with northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. We could experience gusts as high as 25 miles an hour today. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clearer, with a low in the mid-30s. For TSPR News, I'm Mike Murray. Tri-State's Public Radio is part of the NPR network.